Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we're going to conclude our discussion on looking at the most productive habits that you can have. And remember the argument I made on Monday was simply that the most successful people don't necessarily have to be the smartest or even the ones that put in the most hours, but those that have the most productive habits. And so when we look at true success, a lot of success comes through relationships. And relationships require building, and then they also require, you know, ongoing cultivation. And so one of the best people I know for cultivating relationships is my friend Raleigh. He is great at staying in touch with people. He does it with hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 people. And what he does is he'll hear something that he knows someone is interested. It could be as simple as, you know, your favorite team wins a game, and he will drop a note and just acknowledge that. Or he'll hear something about you that he liked that was positive, and he'll send a note about that. Doesn't take a long time. For some people, it can be handwritten. For other people, it can be an email or a text. But he just takes that moment to acknowledge people. And if you really think about it, humans thrive on acknowledgement. If your boss mentions your name in front of a large group of people for a job that you did well, we thrive on that. When you get a compliment from a member of the opposite sex, we thrive on that. And I think it's so important to recognize that in people and how much they enjoy it and how much more they'll appreciate you if you're that person that does it. So here's the thing. It takes a lot of time to build relationships, especially strong ones. Once you've built them, make sure you take the time to cultivate what you have. And as you go through your day and encounter a story or an idea that you know would be of interest to someone, or it really reflects directly on them, jot them a quick note, send them a text, shoot them an email. Just acknowledge them, and you'll be surprised how well that plays out. And also from a long-term perspective, from the standpoint of career and business, people truly appreciate those things. At the end of the day, people do business with who they like. And if you take the time to stay in touch, to acknowledge people, they're going to like you more and they're going to be more apt to do business with you. And in life in general, it's a much easier life if people around you enjoy you and like being with you. So as you acknowledge more people, as you stay in touch with more people, it all takes care of itself. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask you to subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving forward. And I would ask you for the opportunity. I would like to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment to joining me for a few minutes each weekday. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, just think about those people that you really enjoy that you haven't been in touch with. Find something of interest to them that will allow you to acknowledge them. And just send them a note. Pop an email out to them. Even a text message. Just reach out and get in the habit of staying in touch with people.